Well, thank you very much. It is indeed an honor. I thought I'd just share a couple quick thoughts. Friends, family, representatives, welcome to the 86th General Assembly. I want to just take a brief moment to recognize all the family members in the chamber today, in particular my wife, Kathy. Our families are our biggest supporters and make the most sacrifices in our service to Iowans. And thank you for your constant strength and encouragement. I'd also like to take a brief moment and recognize that as we convene today, we're missing one of our own. Please keep Representative Dwayne Long's family in your prayers, and let's remember his commitment to Iowans and the fervor in which he worked to move our state forward. As we sit joined together in the People's House, I'd like to issue a simple, straightforward challenge to you. While others bring forward their laundry list of funding opportunities, spending priorities, or flashy government programs, I challenge this General Assembly to ensure that government do less, but to do it better. Government continues to meddle in Iowans' lives and seems incapable of doing even the smallest jobs correctly sometimes. Today, we must meet the challenge of stopping this intrusion. Just like you, I've been contacted by various interest groups, lobbyists, even government agencies, regarding how much more money they need to keep doing what they are currently doing. Do we ever stop to ask, do we really need government doing all this activity? Government could do better if it wasn't trying to do so much. What if we ask government to do less, but to do it much better? Doing less. The revenue forecast says we will have an additional $200 million to spend in fiscal year 2016. If we cannot fund Iowan's priorities with an additional $200 million, I think that means two things. We have too many priorities, and we have a spending problem. We do not have a revenue problem. Instead of more problems and endless expenses, let's ask government to do less. Let's instead create opportunities to make family life more affordable, upward mobility more likely, and employment easier to find. We need to ensure the programs currently on the books are doing consequential things that improve Iowans' lives and are worth the taxpayers' investment. Representative Pettengill, you and your Rules Committee have led the charge in removing barriers for Iowans when it comes to the rulemaking process. I want to encourage you and your team to continue this vital work on behalf of the legislative branch, ensuring the intent of the laws we pass are followed and onerous rules that hamper growth in our state are identified and removed. Doing it well. While we want government to do less, we also want it to do it much better. I think we can all agree that one area government needs to do better is the building of our new state prison. Not only has the opening of the prison been delayed for several months, there still is no move-in date set. The taxpayers of Iowa paid for this facility. It's up to us to oversee that their money is spent appropriately. Representative Kaufman, I'd like you and your Government Oversight Committee to look into this. 4 years ago, Iowa faced a $900 million budget shortfall. Now, as the 2015 session begins, Iowa is spending just 94% of what our outdated expenditure limitation law allows. Our budget reserves remain full, and the ending balance is over $700 million. Iowans work hard to earn their money, so they, not us, can invest it for retirement, spend it on necessities, or save it for priorities that they deem important. Let's make sure government operates well in what we've asked it to do. Representative Soderberg, your Appropriations Committee has done diligent work spending taxpayer dollars wisely. I'd like you once again to ensure that the budgets passed in the House stay true to these four principles. The budget must not spend more than what the state takes in. It must not use one-time money to pay for ongoing expenses. And we're not going to intentionally underfund entitlement programs just to balance the state budget. And we need to look for opportunities to return tax dollars that are unused to the taxpayer. I believe one area that government has been making a significant difference for Iowans is the Skilled Worker Initiative, a plan that we put together in 2013 together. When we look back 10 years from now, I believe we will recognize that effort as one of the most consequential things we have done to improve the lives of Iowans. Representative Hanusa, Representative Jorgensen, please continue the work in your committees to allow Iowans to obtain the skills needed in order to make that upward mobility possible and for families to prosper. I'm hopeful that once again we can find resolution on leaving more money back in the hardworking Iowa taxpayers' pocketbooks. Not only have we begun to return money back to the Iowa taxpayer through the Taxpayer Trust Fund, but as of January 1st this year, Iowa no longer taxes the Social Security benefits of our citizens. Back in 2006, a Republican House, a split-control Senate, and a Democratic governor came together to enact a plan that eliminated the state tax on Social Security. It was overwhelmingly bipartisan as proof that when we commit to working on lowering the taxpayers' burden, we can have a significant impact. We can give Iowans more financial security, and the sky will not come crashing down. Representative Sands, I'd like you to continue your efforts in finding pragmatic ways to let Iowans keep more of their hard-earned tax dollars. Over the course of the 2014 elections, it became clear that trust in large institutions like government was not just waning, but times is plummeting. Like most Americans, Iowans believe their state and local governments function better than those in Washington, D.C. I think we have to ask ourselves, how do we live up to these expectations? First, if we're truly going to be different, then we need to act differently. Passing one more government program without examining the multitude of programs which already exist is more of the same. Passing another tax credit without examining the millions of dollars already invested in tax credits is more of the same. Putting even more money into education while test scores and other measurements continue to decline is more of the same. Offering up solutions to problems that have already been solved is pandering and more of the same. We need to identify and solve problems differently. Second, Iowans' priorities need to be our priorities. Iowans want their government more efficient, and they want us to be serious about protecting every tax dollar. They don't want more obstacles and more government intrusion in their lives. Most simply want to be left alone to raise their families and enjoy their communities. So we need to continue to spend less than we take in, continue to pay off debt, and focus investments on key areas with broad support. Third, we need to work with each other. Blustering, ranting, and drawing lines in the sand accomplishes very little. We must not be afraid to work with people with whom we disagree. Iowans don't want us to fight the same old tired battles that ultimately end up in a stalemate. Instead, they want results. We have shown that we can accomplish this without compromising our core principles. Lastly, every year in my opening day speech, I offer a general reminder that the desks we all sit in do not belong to us. Instead, they belong to the 30,000 Iowans each one of us represent back home. The people who send us here expect us to do our jobs just like they do every single day. Iowans want government to do less, but they want it to do it better. Now, let's get to work.